This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And then in verse 2, Jesus said, when you pray, say, and then he gives the words that you've heard. You just read it with me a minute ago. And I want to say a couple of things about this. This was not meant as a formula for repetition. Jesus didn't establish the Lord's Prayer, in my opinion, that, you know, this is what you're to repeat 20 times a day. There's nothing wrong with praying it or repeating it. It wasn't a formula for repetition. It was a formula for prayer in general. We always begin by addressing God as Father. Isn't that interesting? You address God as Father. Jesus introduced us to the Father, unlike anyone else in history. He introduced us to the Father so that when you pray, there is something powerful. There's something powerfully important about saying, my Father. And I know that that's hard for some people. Every time I talk about this, I mention this. Some of you had a negative relationship with an earthly father. Some of you had a non-existent relationship with an earthly father. And here's what I tell people. Think of the best role model you can think of as an example of an earthly father. Multiply that 1,000 times, and you still haven't begun. You still haven't begun to reach the image of God the Father. He is our Father. And Jesus said, when you pray, say, Father. That's really important because you're under orders to begin your prayer that way, and so am I. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, references to God's power, his authority. We're to be interested in the kingdom. You know, a kingdom is any place where a king reigns. Did you know that? A kingdom is any place where a king reigns. The kingdom of God is any heart where Jesus is Lord. The kingdom of God is any heart where Jesus Christ is Lord. Give us each day our daily bread. That's a reference to our daily needs. Your needs go beyond bread, and so do mine. But asking God for your daily bread, get this, is a reminder to me of who the source is. Your source is not the government. It's not your company. It's not your retirement plan, your portfolio, all the things that people talk about in financial circles today. Our source is the Lord God Almighty. And we remember who our source is when we say, give us, Lord, our daily bread. Give us our daily sustenance. We recognize it comes from you. And then isn't it interesting, right after asking God for providing for my physical needs, Jesus said, you ask God for forgiveness. You know what? I'm going to say this. I may have said this here before, but forgiveness is not a issue in your life. Forgiveness is the issue in your life. I'm going to say that again. Forgiveness is not a issue in your life. Yeah, I deal with the issue of forgiveness. It is the issue. Forgive us our sins as for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. Forgiveness is such an important thing. You have lost sleep over forgiveness or lack thereof. If you're honest, you will admit that. You have lost sleep over a lack of forgiveness, that someone has withheld forgiveness from you, or you have withheld forgiveness from someone else. Forgiveness has so much to do with how we operate psychologically, emotionally, morally, everything. It's such a powerful force in your life, more so than you and I know.
We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. I hope you know that our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Be sure and look at visual stories, the most popular part of our website, visual stories on crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.